seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. Find any way for them third world people like but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way, one day them dead, them not dead. When them think them thing goes another way.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven, Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High here and now on this earth. We're talking about Philadelphia love. We're reviewing Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13 before we move to the next section. This section is dealing with Philadelphia, sisterly and brotherly love. We're dealing with how the system, using top ranking, raises up amongst poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, various ones to be top ranking, and various ones to be low and lowest ranking. Zimmerman tribe. Stand your ground. Listening to Sister Minister Ava Muhammad in elevated places. Listening to Sister Minister Ava Muhammad again on July the 21st at Mosque Mariam, nationofislam.org, NOI.org, understanding that there was a Caucasian man, I believe in Florida again, poor working class Caucasian man, older man, at a gas station. Some young black men ride up in an SUV, I believe, playing music. Caucasian, poor working class Caucasian white man says that the music is too loud. What does this poor working class Caucasian man do? Goes up to the truck, puts his gun, it may have been a shotgun, in the truck, and shoots multiple times in the truck, killing one young black man. If I have my information correct, is that justified? Is it justified for anyone to kill a person because of so-called loud music? What was his defense? Stand your ground. Are any of you familiar with ALEC? A-L-E-C. The acronym has to do with a collection of corporations, CEOs of corporations, led by the Koch brothers, who are right-wing white supremacists who push genocide and eugenics and destruction of all poor working class people, including poor working class Caucasian white people. These are they who come together to craft laws. And amongst these CEOs are many times Republican congresspeople and senators who then take these potential laws back to Congress, back to the Senate. And then they influence the Senate and the Congress to craft wicked laws, one of them being Stand Your Ground. The purpose of Stand Your Ground is to divide the poor working class Caucasian white sister and brother from the poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. To cause poor working class white Caucasian sisters and brothers to choose white skin privilege. And so on that jury, poor working class Caucasian white women, according to Mahdi, juror B29, her name, she's a Puerto Rican black woman. She says her name is Mahdi. She said that three or maybe four, but at least three were looking to convict Zimmerman, probably of manslaughter. The other three Caucasian white women apparently believed George Zimmerman innocent. I believe it was juror B27, just gave all her mentality to George Zimmerman, believing George Zimmerman was acting according to the law, Stand Your Ground, which gives poor working class white sisters and brothers the opportunity to choose white skin privilege to kill a black, brown, red, and yellow and be justified. Mahdi caused me to think that the prosecution and defense colluded together to confuse the jurors, to cause these jurors to choose white skin privilege and take this Puerto Rican Latina black woman along with them. There was another case in Florida, a black woman by the name of Marissa Alexander was being accosted, attacked by her abusive husband. She had recently had a baby by this man, and this man was attacking Marissa Alexander, and Marissa took a gun. This is a black woman. She shot the gun into the ceiling, did not shoot at her husband. I don't know whether her husband is black or of some other color or race, but did this black woman, Marissa Alexander, was she afforded the opportunity to use Stand Your Ground? No. Angela Corey, the same attorney general in Florida who oversaw the George Zimmerman trial, gave this black woman, Marissa Alexander, 20 years for not firing at this man, an abusive man, but firing into the ceiling. So we're back to top ranking. How is it that this black woman is not afforded the opportunity to use Stand Your Ground in her case, given 20 years for not even shooting at a human being, but shooting in a ceiling? But George Zimmerman, a Latino who never would have been afforded the opportunity of Stand Your Ground, because Stand Your Ground is only for poor working class Caucasian people, so-called white people, to choose white skin privilege over poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, and use Stand Your Ground to kill non-whites and feel justified. But this black woman wasn't given that opportunity. So you see how the system the Koch brothers, Alec, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, using the system, using the judicial system, using this whole rotten system to pit poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white against each other, causing poor working class Caucasian so-called white sisters and brothers to choose white supremacy, to choose the Ku Klux Klan, to choose white skin privilege, and separate from poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. Remember Michael Vick, convicted for 2 years of because dogs died on his property. He wasn't even there. So George Zimmerman goes free after killing a black man. Michael Vick, convicted 2 years in prison. Dogs died on his property. So you see, we must reject this system, because Republicans and Democrats, both of them, used this tragic event to cause us to yet believe in this system. I'm listening to black people who know the system is rotten. Black lawyers talk about, well, I yet believe in this system. I yet believe in the judicial system of the United States of North America because it's the best on the planet Earth. Away with such thinking. No, no, this is prophecy fulfilled. Prophecy fulfilled teaches us that the last day Babylon system is the most rotten and wicked and deplorable and deceitful system ever on the planet Earth, ever has existed in the annals of history. So we're thinking counter to prophecy. And then you have, for the black side, President Barack Obama said, accept the jury, accept the juror's decision. No, we would not accept the juror's decision. President Barack Obama said, this is a nation of laws. 150 years ago, it was lawful for captured Africans to be enslaved in the United States of North America. Wicked laws created by wicked mentalities, wicked souls, wicked spirits, or I should say spirits and souls given over to wickedness. Eric Holder talked to the NAACP, or was it the Urban League, about how he experienced racism as a young person and even as a member of the judicial system, I forget which capacity. And this was supposed to make us to think that the Attorney General and the Justice Department would look into the case on behalf of Trayvon Martin and give the Martin family justice. But this is only to make us to think, maneuver us into thinking that any portion of this system is worthy of our belief in it, when we must look at the whole of this system, because the same judicial system struck down voting rights, destroying affirmative action, and now let George Zimmerman go free. So do we really believe that the Justice Department, which is yet connected to this whole rotten system, will actually do right by us, the people? We have to look at this thing as a whole, a whole. You have in Detroit, you have a city gone bankruptcy, filing for bankruptcy. Why? Because CEOs of Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, in concert with the banks, in concert with governors and mayors, in concert with the wicked ruling class and ruling families, taking living wage jobs out of Detroit, out of Michigan, overseas to exploit the low-wage, slave-wage, low-wage, and no-wage labor market, driving down the numbers of people in that area that would have living wage jobs. Others who thought they could save themselves leave Detroit, leaving Detroit without a populace, a citizenry that could uphold spending and consumer and so on and so forth, that could uphold purchasing property and homes. So the property value goes down, money goes out. The wealthy take the money out of Michigan, out of Detroit. You have the mortgage insurance. You see, the mortgage companies in concert with the banking companies purposefully committing fraud and pushing families out of homes. You see, we have to look at this whole system as one. No portion of this system loves us. And for that matter, President Barack Obama, Democrat and Republican, controlled by the same wicked ruling class and ruling families, dropping bombs in Syria through the CIA-created Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. So do they love us and they're killing our sisters and brothers in Syria, doing the same, that same, committing those same wicked acts that were done and perpetrated in Libya when they killed our brother Muammar Gaddafi and then went on to kill and slaughter and destroy black Africans in Libya and jail and rape black women, cut off the breasts of black women? So do we believe that they will act in accord with justice for Trayvon? No, they're controlled by these same wicked forces who are using all of these factions of the government of the United States of North America to perpetuate wickedness. We must become Philadelphia. We must reject these puppets that would use this tragedy to cause us to believe in the system. Barack Obama, watch this now, talked about how America would yet, in another speech in Chicago, would yet be a power in the future. No, America as America at this time will not be a power in the future. We are looking for the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, all over the earth, no boundaries, no boundaries. He also stated that he wanted to work on behalf of the middle class. And I'm reminded of the mayoral race in New York. Mrs. Quinn, I believe her name is, was on TV and radio talking about the middle class. Do you know where the concept of a middle class comes from? The concept of a middle class comes out of eugenics and genocide. Early 1900s, the eugenicists, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the 13 families and their affiliate families created eugenics and genocide and white supremacy and white skin privilege. And eugenics literally has to do with cleaning up of the gene pool, the cleaning up of the genetic pool of weak genes and dirty genes. And so they, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, see poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, and poor working class white people as being weak genetically, as being filthy and dirty genetically, as being genetically inferior. And they, the wicked ruling class, consider themselves genetically superior. So warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, disease in water, disease in food, families being pushed out of homes, banks destroying neighborhoods and cities, the wealth being taken out of cities, neighborhoods, and states, and wealth and resources and revenue all being funneled up to the wicked ruling class and ruling families through the wicked works of their puppets, presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens, so on and so forth of the earth, through the usage of the drug cartels and the so-called and the non-Islamic, so-called Islamic terrorists, all of these working together to destroy the poor, working class, masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. All of this is to create genocide amongst us and clean up the genetic pool, the weak genetic pool, the dirty genetic pool. So they created the middle class so that the poor working class could aspire to come out of the poor working class and get into the middle class to do what? To clean ourselves genetically, to erase the filthy association with poor and oppressed masses of the working class, proletariat, masses of the people. So we aspire to climb up into the middle class, but it's all a facade. It's all smokescreen. No matter where you are on the totem pole, whether you are so-called poor working class or whether you are so-called middle class, in reality, you're not middle class. You are yet poor working class. Only the wealthy ruling class, they consider themselves genetically superior, and all the rest of us are genetically inferior to them, genetically filthy and dirty to them. Even your presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens are expendable. Look, they raised up Hitler, and when they were done with Hitler, the House of Rothschild got rid of Hitler. So any president and prime minister who continues to do the bidding of the wicked ruling class, why do you think that you will escape? Hitler couldn't even escape these. You've been raised up like Hitler to perpetuate this idea of middle class, to make us to think that we can clean ourselves genetically, remove ourselves genetically from the poor working class. So all of this we must see as wicked and deplorable, and we must choose to be Philadelphia. Other realities in this section, we see the scripture talking about holy, being holy and being truthful, holy and righteous and truthful in Egypt, in Kemet, Ma'at, in the Greek language, care, that power in our hands. We see the reality of the key of David, that open and no man shut, and shut and no man open. This is the teaching of Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness, that beautiful black woman with wings having the scale of justice and weighing the heart with that scale. And if the heart was equivalent to the weight of the feather, then you were clean. You were David. You were beloved. Dawood or Dawid, Hebrew, David, means beloved. The beloved one is he and she who are holy and righteous and truthful. Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness. If that heart was heavier than the feather, then your abode is hell and destruction. So look at the society. It's a society, a system, a civilization of death, hell, and destruction. The heart of this system is heavier than the feather. It causes us to understand that in the balance of justice, the system is causing us to be the loser. Death, hell, and destruction is this system. And so we must be Philadelphia. We must be David. We must choose truth, justice, and righteousness. This block of scripture talks about the works of us who understand this reality of truth, justice, and righteousness, that we are before this open door to heaven, kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's here and now on this earth, and we have strength, and we are attempting to keep the word of the Most High. We are attempting to not be maneuvered into denying the name of the Most High, Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence for all, the principles of Yahushua, health, wealth, and prosperity, liberation, deliverance for all, warning to the oppressor. We understand in this block of scripture about the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews and are not. We're not talking about the poor working class Jewish Caucasian sister and brother. We're talking about those ruling class, the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers. But a synagogue means not just Jews, but the elites in Christianity, the elites in Hinduism and Buddhism, the elites in the religions and the political parties who collude together and organize together in their smoky rooms to devise plans of genocide, devise plans of death, hell, and destruction to perpetuate white supremacy and white skin privilege, to divide the poor working class masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, proletariat, oppressed masses of the people, this synagogue of Satan. And we must say that the black man and woman are the real Jew, Hebrew descendants of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We will never bite our tongue on that reality. We will never run from that reality. We know that the modern day state of Israel is a product of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, and they who are this synagogue of Satan, who have created this state of Israel to perpetuate eugenics and genocide and destruction of Palestinian people and destruction of African Hebrews and destruction of Arab and African people in the so-called Middle East and destruction of African people, and along with London and along with Washington, D.C., and along with Vatican City, to perpetuate this Babylon system all over the earth and commit genocide and commit eugenics all over the earth, and in their eyes, clean up the gene pool, the genetic pool that is filthy and decaying with the rot of those who are weak and dirty genetically. They being the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. That is how they see us. That is the synagogue of Satan. But when we understand as African people, they who were stolen from Africa, taken into the Western Hemisphere in the holds of ships in the North Country, buried in the North Country in the shallow grave, which is North America, the Western Hemisphere, the Caribbean. We are those Africans that fulfill the scripture of the African Hebrew Israelite nation, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. And when we understand that it is we who are the Messiah people, it is we who are the true Philadelphia, it is we who exhibit love for sisters and brothers of all races and ethnicities, all people, we exhibit that reality of love. When we understand who we are and raise up ourselves out of the mentality of the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families, and help raise up the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, and poor working class, white sister and brother. When we realize that reality, we will be on our way to the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth.